So four Western Intermediate hurling finals are down for decision this weekend, and Tony Ryan, GAA writer with Dungarvan Observer, is here to preview all the action. And Tony, this is the last Western Intermediate Championship as we know it this year. We're going to have Premier Intermediate in 2023. What did you make of this year's championship?
I thought, like the last number of years, Tomás, I thought it was a very good championship. I mean, I suppose we should pay homage to the people that invented it back along in 1964. I think it was 58 years ago it was on first. Up to that, you just had junior and senior, you know. So obviously, maybe they saw the need at the juniors when they went up and strong enough to take on the senior club. So it has served the game well, the promotion of the game well in the county. But especially the last number of years, like the Cumar Isle Western Intermediate Hurling Championship, to me has been the best championship in the county, you know, and this year was no exception.
Yeah, what makes it the best competition in the county, in your view, Tony?
Well, I suppose just the amount of teams that are fairly level and ability with one another, you know, and a team that comes down, you could have a team that came down there from senior last year, Ballyduff, and the Brickies came up from junior, and still there was nothing between them, you know, in their game, you know. So just the I suppose you call it the equilibrium between the, and the standard between all the teams. But it's a pity in one way that it's going, but there's still a number of teams left behind for next year to still make it a very good championship.
Absolutely, and there's not going to be too much between the two teams on Saturday, Tony, in the final, Ballysaggart and Shamrocks, 4:30 in Fraher Field. Shamrocks may be a little bit of a surprise package, Tony. Who have been their key players so far this season?
Well, I thought myself now, early on in the championship, they were depending a lot on Shane Roach, Colm Roach and John-Paul Lucy. And like they were lucky to draw with the Brickies, and Ballyduff beat them both games above in Cappoquin, you know. But after that, they must have knuckled down, because it's a game I didn't see, was one of the championship favourites on Ryan fell to them above in Cappoquin as well. You know, so that was a turning point for the Shamrocks. And then, of course, they went on last week and they beat Clashmore Kinsale Bake. The last number of years, they would been hovering maybe around mid standard in that championship. But this will be their first time, I think, since 2004 that they'll be trying to take the title. I say the Ray O'Brien Cup. You know, it is important, I think, to remember him. He played with Tallow many years ago. Brilliant player altogether. And it is a worthy name to have in a cup for a championship. That's good.
Yeah. Well, what's impressed you about Shamrock so far this year, Tony?
Colm Roach, mainly, you know, and John-Paul Lucy. I thought those that John Paul got the goal against to level against the Brickies at the end up in Cappoquin, which got them into the knockout stages. Colm, of course, is fantastic from freeze and general play, and Shane at the back. Then also, like, he marshals the defence. But they're not just a three-man team, and there's many other, like, as well, the Hineses, the Hearns, Mike O'Neill full back. You know, you have Linehan up front as well as that. So they seem to be coming good at the right time. But it will be a big test for them against Ballysaggart. But they seem to be having turned the corner and will be all ready for Sunday.
Yeah, and they'd have to be ready for the Bennetts, Tony. Like, they're the real star names in this championship. Stephen, Shane and Kieran. How good were they against Cappoquin last time out?
They kind of, first of all, I thought it was a poor enough game. It was a fantastic atmosphere and a huge crowd. Great place to have a game above in Lismore. But I thought they did what they had to do. You know, Stephen got something like 2-6. Fantastic goal from a free in the second half to kind of finished it off. Shane had one of his better games. He scored 6 points from play, and Kieran is always around the midfield. But like, they'll turn up at the very right time. They might be quiet for a while, or at the opposite of that, they might be fantastic the whole way through as well. But what I thought about Ballysaggart is they started the championship very well. You know, the Brickies nearly got them before extra time, sorry, during extra time. Over in the field, you know, and then they weren't totally impressive last week. A bit of the buzz seems to have gone out of them, but maybe they're just waiting for the final, because this is a really experienced bunch of players. Like, they've been there for everything, Munster, Junior, All-Ireland, Intermediate, they played Senior, you know, so to me they'll go in as favourites, and deservedly so.
Do Shamrocks have anyone to man-mark Stephen Bennett, Tony?
Well, that's the big question on that, you know. So it's like John-Paul Lucy would be a man, okay, but he's needed up front, you know. So it would be a hard task. Now, the Brickies put Mark Cummins on Stephen, and it did work. It worked for 46 minutes, you know, because you just can't keep the man down forever. And then he got a bit of space, and he got his scores. Mark probably tired in that, you know. then again, Mark got 2 points himself as well, you know. But I think it's important to put a man marker on, you know. But the question is, have the Paddy Ahern is a very good back. Usually plays cornerback for Shamrocks. Fantastic player, I think. Great marker. Maybe they might give the job to him.
Do we know yet if Kieran Bennett will be available, Tony, or will he be away in his travels?
I didn't hear there's talk that he has to be away this week to take up his position next week, you know. But definitely would be a loss. It's this man. Like, I remember one Western final not so long ago. I think it was against Don Ryan or Airmore. He scored something like 8 points from play over in the Fraher Field, you know. So any one of them would be a loss, you know. And as well as that, then Stephen last week was heavily bandaged, kind of a hamstring type. It looked like the hamstring. And that, you know, so he'd be hoping, I suppose, that he's fully better. And then, but as well as that, they're not just a three-man team. Like, Darren Maher is playing fantastic in the backs, in a full-back. The goalie, Michael Ryan, is one of the best goalies, I think, in the county as well. They have plenty of players all around the field. Kyle Bennett is coming into he's coming of age now, really, at that level as well. And I must say, two other half-backs, Sam Ryan and Stevie Mangan. And they're kind of unsung heroes in that team. They play great hurling. And they'll be they'll be very well noticed, I should say. On I think it's a Saturday, is it?
Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
How do you call it, Tony?
Well, I'd call it on Ballysagart. I would definitely call it on Ballysagart because I think they have everything going to them. They're used to playing in finals, you know, at this level. They're used to playing senior. They've played provincial as well. Shamrocks, this is their first time back in there, you know. So I would say Sagart.
Another novel pairing is in the junior final the following day, Tony, also in Fraher Field, Colligan versus Kilrossenty. Kilrossenty more noted for their prowess with the big ball. Why have they made this junior final?
Definitely, I think their underage work the last number of years. They might have been competing in the top grade, but they have a fantastic underage system down there. And half and more of their team have come through the underage. So I think that is it. That are natural hurlers, whereas maybe before when they were in lower grades, you had footballers playing hurling, but now you have hurlers playing hurling. You know, so I think they deserved their place there. It was touch and go themselves in Abbeyside. There's nothing at all between them ever when they play. It was level at half time last week in the semi final. It was level at full time. Then it went to extra time, and Kilrossenty pulled ahead. But Merton Dunn was missing. The last day through injury, and they had a player sent off as well, so that won't help him.
Who's been leading the charge for Colligan so far this year?
Well, we always go back to Johnny Wall. When Colligan needs scores, Johnny Wall gets the scores, right? Especially when they're needed. But overall, I think they're playing fantastic hurling. To me, they're playing a hurling of a higher grade. The game last week out in Bushy Park, they were just superb all together against Ardmore. Now, Ardmore had come down from intermediate. You know, they were hoping to go straight back up again. But Colin Dunford, Ross Brown is back. He played very well. Our good friend Gavin is playing well too. He comes in with a score or two. You know, but all over the field, they have a very good player. Shawnee McGrath sound inside the goal. John Nick Fennell's sound full back. But then the two boots have really impressed this year too. Dan and Joe, really. Like last week in that game, each of their starting forward scored, you know, and that's always a good sign of a team. They're very speedy. Now, when the two teams met over in Abbeyside, there was only a pint or two in it. Merton Dunn was playing that day, you know, but to me, Colligan playing at their best. They won it 2 years ago. I think they repeated this year.
And we have two more junior deciders as well, Tony, taking place this weekend. 4 Mile Water and Tallow are starting shortly at 7 o'clock in Fraher Field. Can you tell us which familiar faces will be lining out in this one?
Well, Shane Welsh and Craig Guiry were the stars last week when they beat Dungarvan in the semi-final. You know, Seamus Lawler is injured. I think he's out at the moment. Michael Moore as well, very solid at midfield. You know, so that's... And then the Tallow setting of Paul O'Brien, he's doing a lot of scoring. And in goal then they have Sean O'Sullivan. He's not in goal for the seniors anymore. So both are very well organised. They've played already. And Tallow won by 2-14-14 in the group game. 4 Mile are going for 3 in a row, and they're the county champions from last year. So it would be a game, especially if this weather holds up, to be definitely a game well worth a visit. Should be a great final.
And then the junior C decider has a 12 o'clock start on Sunday in Fraher Field between Mellory and Old Parish. How much would a trophy mean to either of these clubs, Tony?
Well, Old Parish have got a few trophies already. They got the league an All County League trophy, and last year they won the West, beaten by Butlerstown in the county. I think they're a little superior than Glen Rovers, even though they were beaten by Glen Rovers in the group stages. It was just after Shenna Fubble beat Geraldines in the All County League final, and maybe Geraldines being an A team, maybe Shenna Fubble thought they didn't have much to do to beat Glen Rovers. At the same time, Glen Rovers have some very good players. They have PJ Kiley there and Darrow O'Rourke, fantastic players around the field, Jack Coffey as well. I'm delighted that there's two single clubs are in this final. You know, that they haven't got second teams, because the regrading system, I call it a controversial regrading system, really has affected championships this year. When teams with clubs with two teams, they can bring down players for longer than usual. You know, so I'm just delighted to see that there's Glen Rovers there and Shenna Fubble. I think Shenna Fubble will take the cup.
Well, Tony Ryan, GA writer with the Dungarvan Observer, enjoy all the Western finals over the weekend.
Thanks, Tomás.
Lore na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So Saturday is the biggest day in the Eastern GAA calendar. Welsh Park will host the intermediate hurling final between Ballydofloor and Ballygunner at 3:30. And Eastern Board Secretary John Sheehan is on the line to look ahead to both the intermediate and junior showpieces. And John, this is not the first time that Ballygunner second stream team have made the intermediate final. Who will they have at their disposal on Saturday?
They have a very strong squad, Tomás. Some of the main names, obviously the biggest name, you know, is Harry Ruddle, who's their match winner in the All-Ireland, you know, whose brilliant goal won them the All-Ireland Senior Club Final. Jay Foley, who's prominent inter-county player. There's many of the names you see on the team. Markle Cannon, Barry O'Sullivan, like, are all players representing the Waterford underage. They have, you know, they have some excellent players. They have many players who would get on nearly every other senior team in the county, you know. And it's just they're spoiled for choice to a huge extent out there, you know.
And Ballydofloor were champions back in 2020, John. Who are their main men now ahead of Saturday's final?
Well, obviously their star man is Caelum Lyons, you know. They have a couple of very good lads. His brother Jack is a huge loss to them. He's I think travelling this year. They have a couple of lads, Dumfries. I think one of the Dumfries is injured. Rory Dobbin, who's come out last year's minor team, is a big addition to them in the back line. And they have a free taker, a chap called Fitzgerald, his first name escapes me, who in the games I've seen has looked quite good, you know.
And where will the key matchups be on Saturday, John?
Well, I think obviously from a Ballygunner point of view, it'll be to put the shackles on Caelum Lyons, where I think for Ballyduff it'll be to try and curb the influence of players like Jay Foley, Harry Ruddle, and who have been prominent players at senior level, you know.
How difficult will it be for Ballydofloor to overturn the result earlier on the campaign?
I think personally, from what I've seen, I think it's a big ask. Ballygunner are looking extremely well balanced out, but they have excellent holders in every line of the field. Like, they're, you know, I know we talk about the big numbers they have out there, but the work the club are putting in out there is phenomenal, you know. And obviously, like, they have their choice of players, or their panels will be bigger than the rural clubs, and it's a big ask for any of the clubs now to take on Ballygunner with their resources, you know. But they are, like, as I say, Ballygunner, they have excellent hurlers on their team, you know.
And speaking about the strength of Ballygunner, John, their third team take on Ballydurn in the Eastern Junior Hurling Final on Sunday in Dunhill at 5:30. Are there any names that listeners will be familiar with on this Gunner side?
Well, just one or two stories. Like Wayne Hutchison is a centre-back on the team. Keegan Troy, who is the county under-20 goalkeeper, is their goalkeeper. I actually noticed there are players who played minor for Waterford last year. They're on their subs bench in their junior team, you know. And that just gives you an idea of the, like, guys who will be certain starters on, say, clubs like Ballydurn. There'll be certain starters on teams like that as represented the county at minor level in the last year or two, and they're actually on the bench for Ballygunner. That's just a testament to their strength. Now, interestingly enough, these two teams met about a month ago, and it was a draw, 13 points each. So, unlike the intermediate game, this is a game where I think Ballydurn are going in with serious hope, you know. I couldn't tell you if Ballygunner have lost any player since then, but to the intermediate level. But certainly, like, judging on the game they played on the early in August, like, that it could be a game that could go either way, you know.
And who are the key players on the Ballydurran team, John?
Do know that when the Kilfenner Alliance broke up this year, about half a dozen players from Kale went to assist Ballydurran, so they should be stronger, you know, than they have been in the last year or two with this new alliance, you know.
And like, it's been a hectic couple of months, John, for divisional and county boards. How important have the referees been in getting all these games played?
I cannot speak high enough of the referees in the division here. They have been, like, there have been times when we tried to put linesmen into games, and the cooperation of the referees has been first class, you know. They've been absolutely brilliant in coming to the assistance of the board. And, you know, like, every game has gone ahead. We've all had a referee. Some referees have gone out some weekends, you know, maybe twice, maybe sometimes even three times. They've gone out a couple of times as a referee and gone out to do the line in other games, you know. They're just excellent service to the board and to the county.
Very well said. Well, Eastern Board Secretary John Sheehan, thanks a million for your time today.
You're welcome, Tomás.
Lorne Na Pórca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.